I'm looking in the mirror. I'm so afraid to be her. 'Cause what if they can't see all that I was meant to be? But I guess they'll know in time all the beauty that I have inside. They can't have my mind. All I have is me.
So thank you for tuning in to Letters from the Pen. I am your host, Nakia.
And I'm your host, Star. Hello, everybody.
So we have an amazing show tonight, and I think you guys are going to love it. What do you think, Star?
I know they're going to love it. Super, super awesome. We're going to get into the letter.
Yes, we have an amazing letter tonight. I had to make myself some tea for this letter.
What you got? Peppermint? You got peppermint tea?
You know I got mint tea. I drink mint tea. I'm a singer. You know.
I'm not.
Right. Oh, my goodness.
So we thank y'all for joining us, you guys, right here on Letters from the Pen. I hope everybody's excited to hang out with us and Mr. G Fields this evening. We're going to spotlight our magic moment guest for this evening, and we're just going to chop it up. So I don't know if y'all ready yet, but let's see if my sissy ready to get into this letter. Unless we got some more stuff to tell the people right quick.
Well, before we actually get into this letter, we have an early caller on line one. Let's take this call and see who this is.
All right, caller on line one. Who is this?
This man child. I'm calling in.
Hey, Mr. Manchild. Oh, you are my magic moment.
Yes, ma'am.
This is our magic moment from Atlanta, you guys. He is doing amazing things in Atlanta. I know he's a coach. He's doing amazing things in the community with the kids and stuff out there. So we just wanted to highlight him. And I think he's got a few names he wanted to shout out really quick. So tell us all about it, Manchild, really quick.
Yeah, so what it is I got a nonprofit called Project 32. What we do is we try to help at-risk youth get out of the streets. We try to get them help for mental abuse, and we try to just give them other options other than being in the streets, man. And it's just a great opportunity to do something different and give back to the community, because I was one of those knuckleheads, and it was a nonprofit that got me out the streets. So I just want to do the same thing.
Oh, that is super awesome. Tell everybody where they can reach you at, what's your social media handles and all of that good stuff.
Yeah, so you can reach me on Instagram at manchild47, that's MANNCHYLD. On Facebook, you can reach me. Just search Project 32. You'll see me there. Also, on Facebook, you can search me for Sir Man Hulk Child. I know that's a long name, but that's my nickname, because back in the day, I used to be real angry, and people used to call me Hulk. So that's where you can find me on social media. Also, I want to spotlight my brother's Fred Sturdivant. He's got a nonprofit called Fathers Amongst Men, where he helps fathers raise money for child support so they don't be locked up for something they can't, afford, because a lot of times it's hard out here right now.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And I got him right here standing with me.
Yes, shout out to him, Project 32, all of you amazing brothers. Hopefully we can get y'all back on the show where you can actually be a guest and not my spotlight for the day. But I so appreciate you guys calling up, Manchild. Y'all look out for Project 32, Google it, and check him out there in Atlanta, because he's doing amazing things.
And thank,
so thank you,
for
you
the
guys for calling up. Thank right you. Now we're going to check out what G Fields got going on. Our guest is in the building. Hello.
Hey, what's happening, y'all? What's happening?
Hi, how's it going?
Everything's good. It's good to see y'all. Thank you for the opportunity. It's a nice platform y'all got here.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us. So for those of you who don't know G Fields, he's a great guy, but G Fields, I'm going to let you introduce yourself and tell everybody who you are.
Okay. Hey, world, what's up? This is G Fields. I do quite a few things. Started off in the music industry as an artist, producer. Went into a little engineering throughout my career. Currently now an executive. Back to my grassroots with music as a jazz artist. Just picked up the sax about a year ago. Played in high school. Been able to put out a few projects over a 12-month period with working with the horn and practicing. One of the projects I put out called Soul Practice, I wanted to actually put out a project while I was practicing. So I want to show my growth. So the next album, my debut album, which is hopefully soon, 2021, that I'm going to release, that people can see my growth from, you know, from tones to melodies to scales or whatever. I'm also currently the president and CEO of my own music group, as well as AMS Music Entertainment, which is the mothership. My partner Alvin Mays and I have been on an amazing journey for the last 13 years. Prior to that, did some work with Def Squad, Eric Sermon, my guy, you know, to this day, still working on some things in the background, some projects with Eric, engineering for him. Learned a lot over the years, even working with yourself, you know, over the years.
Yes.
For various different projects. So yeah, here I am. I'm here in Atlanta, now located in Atlanta. I have a full event space, recording studio, and a podcast room here, currently in Atlanta, and still doing distribution for some of the upcoming artists, and as well as working on some legendary projects with some legendary people.
So we've been following your music for a while. Been following your music for a while. We've done some projects together in the past. Mm-hmm. What do you say, the transition from being an artist to being a CEO, what has been the biggest challenge?
The biggest challenge for me is letting go of the artist mentality. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes with the artist mentality, we tend to know a lot that we don't really know. We know where we want to be pushed as artists, but we may not know what's best for us as artists, because when you're an artist, you don't see the other side of what the machine is doing for you and what it takes for the machine to do it. It's kind of like it's a little selfish type of mentality to have. So I think my biggest challenge was getting rid of that, because I've kind of always been in charge of what I was doing, because I started early on controlling my own music. But when I was signed to places and companies, it was very hard for me to let them navigate me, because I was so used to navigating myself at an early age. But that was my biggest challenge, is getting rid of the mentality of the boss mentality as an artist, but not being disciplined enough to let the producers and the people take me to the next level. And most of it was because of fear. I was just afraid of putting my career into other people's hands, because I saw so many fall before me.
Right. So once being an independent artist and still kind of an independent artist, what would you tell the independent artists that are out there now that are trying to come up in the game?
Well, my perspective on an independent artist now is a little bit different than when I knew what independent was. For one, let's break down the word independent. For me, independent means that you have your own stuff. Independent is meant to be self-sufficient. So sometimes people are not self-sufficient. So the independent word really doesn't sit well with me sometimes, because it's sometimes people like myself, who are the machine for a lot of people and work with a lot of people, kind of gets pushed to the background. And then the person or artist become this independent figure. And they're, to me, technically not independent, because there's a machine pushing. So the independent word kind of bothers me. So I would just like to say new artists.
Okay.
Because the word independent means something else to me, because the artists now today, a lot of them don't have any discipline. And that's because they took away one thing that we always had with labels, and that's artist development.
Right.
So artists don't get developed anymore. They just like come out of the frying pan ready to go. You know what I'm saying? When we always had to be served to different places. Now they're like serving themselves, and they're forcing music that may not be marketable, that may not be the best look, that may be violent, that may cause problems. They're a lot of the artists now are liabilities to themselves, and not only to themselves, but the investors or the managers or whoever that may be involved, because we're not at a level right now where it's just about labels. Like Coca-Cola can have a label, Sprite can have a label, like anybody can have a label and say that they have artists. So a lot of these artists are coming from so many different sectors that it's hard to determine who's serious and who's not, because sometimes people just wake up and become who they are. And, you know, you got character-based artists now that I, one example I want to use, and nothing against 6ix9ine, the artist 6ix9ine, I really did not know one familiar record. And I have my ears to the music in the streets all the time. I've seen more blogs and more problems and more negative stuff to come up about him than I did his music. But he ended up being number one on Billboard. So I'm trying to figure out, you know, is it just the character now that can bring an artist to the forefront? Or is it the hard work and dedication? Or is it just the money that people may do, and you know, in this industry? And I won't speak on this too much, but, you know, making those type of moves to become who they are when we came from a more of a, I say, respectable.
Wait your turn. You had to grind. You had to grind more for what you wanted.
Yeah, you had to wait
now,
your turn.
I feel like the industry now is more about money. I mean, anybody, Joe Schmo, can come off the street and have a project that sounds like trash. And if they have some money, guess what? It's going in rotation.
Right. But see, here's the difference with the word trash. See, the word trash now, we have to redefine the word trash, because trash now means hit records sometimes. So what we think is trash is just merely something that someone can take to the next level, no matter what it is. So you can put anything to the pipeline now. If it's got enough validity to it in some type of way, someone is going to take it to the next level and capitalize on it. And we're not going to be able to do nothing about it. When I say we, as the passionate artists, the people who are playing the notes and learning the craft, who's engineering the boards, who's putting up the money, who's working the 9-to-5 to push the artist, like, none of these people have that factor, but the artist has that factor. You know what I'm saying? That they're on, and that's all that matters. And then we got to get behind a name that may crash and burn.
Right.
Well, if it doesn't, it still gets to the top. I want to say the Cardi B movement, how she was able to come from television and grab a core fan base.
Right.
And then have something to serve to those fans. So to me, that was genius. And that move was genius. Now, throughout that whole process, I kind of was intertwining some of the shows and my partner doing concerts and kind of seeing the movements of her coming from doing $100,000 shows on her own, getting up to 100 grand and, you know, becoming a demand, creating herself you know, to be a demand. Right. And I just feel like new artists should be able to create more of a demand versus just being let in.
Right. True. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about your acting career. You know, throughout the years. I know there's a couple of movies that came out this year that you were in.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that you were in All Eyes on Me. Mm-hmm. So how was that helpful to your career as an artist?
I tend to separate the two. The acting thing is pretty much something that just kind of fell in my lap. It wasn't something I pursued. Music is something I've been pursuing since I was 5 years old. The acting thing is just because I was always involved with music, and some of the music people were always involved in movies or films. And I caught the bug from my friend Jamal Woolard, who played Biggie in Notorious. Jamal Woolard and I are really good friends. And I kind of caught the bug from him, because just being with him and managing him and, you know, working with stuff, certain things that he was doing, led me to different sets. And I just became interested in some of the things that I saw, because it was very intriguing. You know, like I felt like, you know, being an artist is somewhat being an actor, because sometimes you have to play a certain role on a song. You may have to do a certain role in the video. So, you know, I kind of figured that was something I was always doing, but I wasn't doing to the degree of acting. The first role that I got in the movie, I think, was Turnt. We shot Turnt about, you know, a few years ago. And I was just, you know, just bringing him to set and managing him. And, you know, we just kind of just being friends, hanging out. He's like, hey, man, I want you to play some in the movie. And I'm like, okay, cool.
Right.
So I was like, I don't know if I could do it. He's like, man, I'm sure you can, you know, just let's get out there and do it. So kind of freestyle. I did a lot of improv in the first. I had some lines, you know, the big ups to the director, Man Robinson. They're actually shooting Super Turnt now. My character was pretty much the uncle of the neighborhood. And I was playing Jamal's uncle, which his character name was Rilla. Make a long story short, I had a lot of fun doing it. I became interested in acting at that point as far as trying to pursue it. Another surprise took me by surprise. We went to do a reading for All Eyes on Me. And during that time, we did the reading for All Eyes on Me. Barbershop was coming around the corner. So I was managing Jamal again, and we were going through the channels of Barbershop and then reading for Pac. So when we first went to read for Pac, they had a director by the name of, I believe his name was, I'll get it in a few minutes, but the first director that we read for did not really take to Jamal because of his size and everything, and they wanted him to gain all his weight. But make a long story short, what I'm trying to lead up to is I was always present. So once he got the role, we came back, and they had a new director, was Benny Boone. And, you know, we always went back with Benny Boone. So for his videos is concerned, and he's just been a good industry guy. So he gave Jamal the role for Biggie in Tupac. And we were just going to set every day. I was showing up on set every day. And one day I come into set, and I went to get a coffee, and I came back, and I just seen him pointing fingers, and it was calling for me to come into the room. And I walked into the room. He's like, hey, I need you to go to hair and makeup. I said, wardrobe. I said, did Jamal leave something? He's like, nah, man, I want you to play C. Gutter. You know who C. Gutter is? I said, oh, I'm familiar with who he was. I want you to play him in this movie. Right. And I said, oh, okay. So I, you know, got on the trailer, I mean, the bus, and went back down there and got dressed and came back up, and I ended up in the movie.
It happens like that sometimes.
Yeah, that was, you know, I mean, I appreciate that, you know. And of course, a lot of things happened during that time. The movie was being filmed. Afeni Shakur died during the time we were filming. We shot a totally different movie than what they put out. And I believe that the director wanted to kind of pay more homage to Afeni Shakur. So they went back and they cut a lot of scenes, and I ended up getting lost in the shuffle with quite a few speaking lines that I had. But I understood whatever they were doing. I mean, it was their film. You know, they gave me an opportunity. You know, I got credit for the movie and I got paid. So at the end of the day, it was a great experience, humbling experience. So acting is something that I want to continue. I do have a couple of other roles coming up soon, some untitled films.
Anything you can talk about? Any jewels you can leak?
I don't want to touch too much on that side because I'm fairly new in the acting world.
Okay.
I can say that, you know, any opportunity is good opportunity. And one thing that Benny Boone and LT Hutton, was the producers of All Eyes on Me, told me, said that there are no small roles in a movie. So I would like to tell anybody that there are no small roles in a movie.
That's good advice. Just make sure that when the movie's going to drop, though, you come back to Letters from the Pen and we get the exclusive. All right, so we're going to take a little bit of a break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to read the letter that a young lady sent in to us, and we're going to dig into that letter. We're going to get your opinion on that, see what you think, and then we will talk more about your projects, and we will listen to your single. So right now, we're going to listen to Truth Serum.
Right.
Baby, sit down, let's talk about it. I know we both were wrong. Falling out of love, I think I doubt it. I know you're coming home. But you're out in the club, playing with these freaks. Instead of being home up under me. Out in the streets, when I'm lonely in our sheets. This goes.
get here. When you said we'd be forever, when you whispered in my ear, now you act like I ain't shit, and you act like you don't care. So you cheating with that chick up the block with curly hair. If that bitch come outside, I'm gonna smack her, yeah, I swear. Look at the hurt, look at the pain, look at the tears. Are you prepared to throw away the years? A woman's scorn, eyes truthfully, they reveal. Try to hide the pain deep inside I feel. Pinch myself just to see if this is real. I used to love you, now I really do despise. Tell you full of shit, you can't look me in the eyes. So long, baby boy, you done lost a good thing. Now go scuba diving in the ocean for your ring. I toss that shit, nigga.
Now dive deep, yeah. Baby, baby, can't you see just what you do to me? How many times I cry, how many times I plead? But you keep hurting me and you keep lying to me. Freaks, instead of being home up under me, out in the streets when I'm lonely in our sheets, I can have another nigga land up with me. What goes around, comes around, I won't be the one, I won't be the one this time. What goes around, comes around.
Welcome back.
Man, that was really, really, really nice. That was really nice right there. Like that.
That was some truth serum.
Okay, okay. I like that. I like what you're doing. I like what I'm hearing.
Preparing us for the letter that we're about to read. We're going to drop a little bit of truth serum.
Okay.
So, let me get into this letter. Miss Star, are you back with us?
I got this, girl.
Okay, I'm just making sure you queued up and ready to go.
I'm ready, queued up.
All right, let's read this letter.
My husband has stepped outside of our marriage and as a result has fathered two children with two different women. I found out because the woman found me on Facebook and reached out to me. We've been together for years and have one child of our own. We've tried in the past to have more children, but I've had several miscarriages. All of this happened while in the process of IVF. If I walk away and not complete the process, we lose all of that money we spent on treatments. If I stay, I may do something drastic. So ladies, Nakia, Star, Letters from the Pen, please help me understand what I should do. All right, callers, you guys heard it here. So we need to help this sister out and see what she's got going on with this IVF and all these baby daddies and baby mommies coming up. So y'all call us up when you can. The number is 888-627-6008.
That's a heavy letter. That's a really heavy letter. And that's some heavy decision making that this young lady has to do. G Fields. Mm-hmm. So you heard the letter.
From
a man's perspective, what do you think she should do?
Just knowing just very little bit about the situation from what I can hear, I'm a little confused to see if she's trying to save her. Is she married?
So yes. From what I gathered, right. They're married. She right. stepped outside right. of the marriage, had right. fathered two children with two different women.
Right.
While they were in the process of going through IVF. Am I correct, Star?
Yep. Trying to have another baby. They have one child already of their own.
So me not knowing what the ultimate goal is for the young lady, because we're not talking about the guy, we're talking about the young lady. She seems to be the one with the pain. So I would say, you know, if her ultimate goal is having a child, maybe having a child with her husband may not be the best thing for her to do. If her goal is to save her marriage and accept the fact that they do have a child and they may not be able to have other children, I mean, it's pretty subjective at this moment. Like, you know, for the listeners or anyone from the outside, I can just give an opinion. And my opinion as a man, I think she should work on her relationship with her husband and pretty much probably put the big child thing on the side if there's something that she's looking to salvage, because it, to me, it wouldn't make any sense for her to continue to have children with someone who she feels that done this and that to her. So I'm a little confused with what it is that she wants out of it and what is her goal.
Well, I think, well, from what I'm hearing, well, first of all, he fathered two children with two different women. Mm-hmm. I think that in itself, I don't know if a marriage can handle that. Especially in the process, they're doing IVF, but she's saying if she walks away from him, they lose all of the money that they put into this IVF process. And I know that IVF costs a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would assume that she wouldn't be worried about money versus saving her marriage or something like that. Cause the money to me, you know, you know, children ain't about just about money. You know, I mean, if they naturally supposed to be here, they'll be here, you know, in my opinion. So I don't think that she doesn't have the ability to go and have kids with someone else or maybe her next relationship. If she doesn't choose to be in this relationship, and if she does choose to stay in this relationship, I don't think she should be worrying about money or not wanting to leave because she's going to lose money. So if you don't leave, you're still going to have the problems. And you still may not have a child. So I'm a little confused with what she wants. So can we get the young lady on the phone, maybe, you know, see what she wants?
Well, she's anonymous. What? So anonymous, if you decide you want to call up and tell us a little bit more about the situation, we would love that. We'd love for you to call up 1-888-627-6008. I said the same thing, though. I think her main concern seems to be the money, where she started off talking about the adultery and the babies. And then her end game was about the money. So I would love to hear it too, sis. Call us up.
Right. Unless you just want to have a child with this man, you know, regardless of the situation. And if that's the case, she should accept it, have a child with him, keep trying, and they move on. But not knowing the other perspective, we don't really know. You know, it's hard to judge and what she's saying and versus what really happened. I don't know. That's her truth, our truth, the world's truth, and the truth.
Well, we got somebody on line one. Let's see if this is anonymous. Caller on line one.
Caller on line one, what's your name? Where you calling from?
That was my mistake, folks. That's the board op mistake. Forgive me. That was the same caller. She's still with us, and I thought it was a new caller, so forgive me.
Okay, well, patch her through.
All right, Jaretta, you're still on line one. No, now she's gone.
Okay. So maybe she didn't want to be heard.
Okay, so I got a question for Mr. Malik. Tell me about the 3 D's, because I did my research. So tell me about the 3 D's and why that's so significant for you.
I didn't hear you. Can you say that? Repeat that again, Star.
The 3 D's. Your 3 D's, determination, dedication, and discipline.
My dedication, my discipline.
Yeah, it was on your website, and it said that you, it was a quote from you, 3 D's. You had a couple more that I wanted to ask you about. This one said, you will be dead longer than you will be alive. So live your life to the fullest, because death is certain.
Right.
And then it had the 3 D's, determination, dedication, and discipline. So tell me why that's so significant to you.
Well, what's significant for most of that statement was basically a lot of people don't realize and say, you know, you only live once, but you really live every day. You only die once. So I think that is not the right narrative. So my reasoning for that statement was to just let people know if you're dedicated, you know, and you want to live your life, you know, you just continue to live your life, because some people are in a rat race for certain things because they feel like, Eventually I'm going to die. You know, we know it's certain for all of us, but I think if you focus on living every day, and every day that you do live is to accomplish everything that you want to do, is your dedication should be towards that versus, you know, feeling like I got to do everything now. And if I don't do this now, you know, time waits for no one. And I hear people putting all this stuff up and you don't focus on the time that you actually have here. And some of us have many years. I'm 49 years old. You know, very proud of my age and the longevity, and I've been able to be here and see my grandkids come here is amazing. You know, so sometimes I think that people don't understand that part. So it wasn't so much of the deeds. It was more of the statement that I was trying to, you know.
Gotcha. Put out there. Okay. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Callers, we still waiting for you guys to give us a call. We have some trivia questions today. If you can name two characters from the book Wet, call up and you get a prize. And if you want to talk about this letter that we got from this young lady, anonymous, where you at? Call us up. 1-888-627-6008. What's next for you, Mr. Fields? What's next on the agenda? And I want to talk about the saxophonist. Who's your biggest inspiration?
I have so many different saxophone people. I want to start with John Coltrane, you know, obviously from the heart. I would say his melodic melodies and riffs of scales mostly. A lot of people didn't realize he was playing scales, and all of his songs, they were all built on the scale pattern, which a lot of the other songs are, but his was to critique certain scales and melodic. He had a melodic twist to what he was doing, and then he was at a time where it was just a swing mode. So what he was able to do with the scales on a swing mode was amazing. So I would say John Coltrane is legendary, but as current, I like a few people. I like Kurt Whalum. I like Gerald Albright. I like Boney James. I like Richard Elliott. the list goes on and on and on and on. Eric Darris. There's just so many great saxophone players out there. The sax is something I was introduced to at a very, very early age, and I fell in love with the curve. Be honest with you, at first it was more of the curve of the instrument. And then it became a competitive situation for me. Everybody wanted to play different instruments, and the band teacher was holding up all these instruments, and everybody was choosing the drums and trumpets. And, you know, I chose the drums at first, and everybody just wanted to do common instruments. And the saxophone was something that seemed to be very complicated to most of the students. So I was being big shit and saying, you know what, I'm gonna do that. Because it seemed more challenging, and I accepted the horn in that fashion, and I ended up falling in love with it in that way. So that became a passion other than the curve of it, and it was shaped like a woman. So, you know, so I was like, I like that.
So you wanted to play the saxophone and hold the saxophone because it was shaped like a woman.
Yeah, because I once I start listening to it and I realized that so many women, it wasn't like men were going crazy over saxophone. It was always in a romantic setting. It always had something to do with a woman. And then I realized the curves was what men look for in women, and men love curves. So I was like, you know what? The saxophone got to be a woman. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. We'll take that analogy. Okay.
Yeah, so that's the way
I was. How was that experience, Empower Corrupts? How was that experience for you?
Power Corrupts is a different type of experience. I was playing someone's husband, Top Notch, which is my homegirl. Shout out to Top Notch. She's doing her thing out there on Instagram. She's in a bunch of sitcoms and movies to come, and she's just been explosive with her career. And I was just glad to be a part of it and actually have her as a co-star. Still waiting on the release date and everything, but it was amazing. Man Robinson, again, another great filmmaker out here in Atlanta from Detroit, came out here doing it big. He gave me another opportunity to step into that role. So it was really good. I had less improv and more lines and to learn in that particular film.
Gotcha. All right, so let's talk about this love life. Ladies, y'all listening? Are you single?
No.
He's not single, ladies. Don't call up here. Do not call this man. He is not single.
Call the radio station. Don't call me. Listen. Call the radio station. Don't call me.
We want you to stream his music, but he's taken.
That's right.
So let's talk about one of your new singles called Energy. What was the inspiration behind that song?
That particular day, I was actually writing another song, and I come up on the energy of like my vision got blurry, to be honest with you. My vision got very blurry. And in my vision, I saw these like dots, and it was more like dots that looked like atoms or protons or neutrons. So it was just, I was having a blurry moment and I couldn't, I had writer's block, and I closed my eyes for a minute and I saw it again. And I said, you know what? I'm feeling an energy, some type of energy, but it almost made me feel like I was in a spa. And I was thinking about being relaxed and massaged and being in a spa where you kind of take the worries of the world away from you and the type of energy they insert in you, you know, as far as your, you know, them massaging you and the music that you listen to when you're doing it. I wanted to make a song that had something to do with this energy. So I went into the booth, I put on the track, and I had been pondering with that track for a minute, and I put on the track, and I actually just closed my eyes, and I actually recorded myself that day with no engineer or nothing. I just went in there, pressed the dial, went in the booth, put my headphones on, grabbed my sax, and that's what came out. I went from beginning to end. I didn't do any stopping going. That whole song has to do with front to back, not one stop. I didn't plug or patch anything in. Everything was just straight play, and that's what came out. So when it came out, I loved it, and it wasn't one of my favorites at that time. And after I kept doing other records, and I couldn't get back to that energy. So I was like, the energy is definitely something I want to do. And then my man Track Man Forever, shout out to Track, my producer, who's here with me now, captured me in a way that I wanted to be captured as far as the visual of it. So once I got the visual to it, I really, really fell in love with the record. But the energy was because of energy.
Wow. So before we get into your single, I have a question from a social media fan. I would like to know, G Fields, where can I purchase your music? Mm-hmm. And what can I expect listening to the album?
You can go to gfieldsmusic.com, www.gfieldsmusic.com, or you can find a segue to my music on my Sexy Grandpa shop.com site, any of the AMS platforms or Dreams Distribution. What can you expect from Soul Practice? The album Soul Practice, again, like I said, it was a project that I ended up working on because I felt like I wasn't ready for my album. So I said, I want to practice some more. So I told my partner, I want to do a practice album. He said, what do you mean a practice album? I said, well, I want to practice. So what people could get from this is I'm practicing scales in most of these songs. And I was stuck on maybe two or three of the major scales, which was B flat and A flat and C major scales. And I pretty much developed this whole technique around those three scales. So if anybody out there that's having a struggle or a problem with those three scales, listen to that album and you can get those three scales in all of those songs, just about.
So how would you describe your album? Is this like a sexy album? Is it a happy album?
No, it was a practice album. I actually rapped a little bit on it because, you know, I wanted to show all of my talents because I used to rap. I'd be an artist. And I felt like, okay, I'm comfortable doing my own practice album. While I'm practicing, let me pull out everything that I've ever wanted to do. So I rapped on it. I wrote on it. I've had some singers on it. I've had some great videos done with it. So it's just a fun project, you know, and it really sexy. I mean, there may be some songs if someone feel like it's sexy. Energy could be sexy or energy could be really, really a nice record. So I just want to leave that up to the fans of how, whatever they want to perceive or their perception of my music. But this music was put out just so that people could see my growth, you know. So right. What you're going to get from this is growth if you're a musician.
Okay.
Upcoming music.
So we're going to get into your single called Energy. And when we come back, we're going to give away some cash and prizes. So people keep your ears tuned. And G Fields, introduce your song Energy.
Hey, you guys are listening to G Fields Energy off the album Soul Practice. Thank you.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
All right.
I don't know what you were talking about. That was sexy. That was some sexy music.
Hey, well, that's what I'm saying. Like, the energy can go either way. You know, it don't matter. It's just energy. You know, energy cannot be created, cannot be destroyed. It can only be transferred. So,
yes. That was
transfer
nice.
Transfer that energy wherever it's going.
That was nice. So really quick, before we get into some other things, G-Fields, we're going to give away some cash. So we are giving away right now $100 gift card to the supermarket, because we want to put here at Letters from the Pen, we want to put some Christmas dinner on somebody's table.
Okay.
So trivia question. If you can name two characters from the book Wet that Miss Radia Johnson wrote, you will win that $100. Phone lines are open. Call in and see if you're going to win.
Let's get it.
Let's see.
We got a caller in there.
Okay, Margaret from Los Angeles on line one.
Hey, Margaret. How are you?
Hi. How y'all doing? I love your show. I love it. Keep up the good work.
Oh, thank you. You know some characters from Wet.
Yes, I'm going to give you some characters. You have Claire, you have Sin, Lisa, and Antonio.
Uh-oh. She went with more than two.
Oh, well, she clearly read the book.
Yes, she did. Well, who was your favorite?
To be truthful, my favorite was the very beginning, because it's relatable to a lot of women.
Absolutely. That was
going to come to meet her husband for lunch, and he's taking another woman out, and she just follows him. My type of woman. Didn't approach it, just sat back and watched. And she's
ready
to go.
I'm glad you liked it.
All right. So what did you think of that song by G Fields that we just played?
Loved it. Great.
Thank you. Appreciate
that. Beautiful
song.
Beautiful song. It really is. We need more music like that these days.
Yeah, that was that driving music, that relaxation. I could do a massage off that, get my hot rocks.
All right, Margaret. Well, thank you for calling in. Go to our website, www.lettersfromthepen. Click on more information, and you can leave your information, and we'll get that gift card out to you. Thank you so much for being a loyal listener.
Thank you.
Thank you, Margaret. I'm glad you liked it.
Okay, and y'all keep up the good work. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Well, we're putting dinner on somebody's table.
Hey, that's a blessing. It's always a blessing. It's always a blessing.
Make sure invite me over for dinner, Margaret.
And me too. We can talk more about seeing Antonio and all that.
All right. We have another caller on the line, but we're going to hold on for a second. We have another giveaway. So the next trivia question is, let's see how well the fans know me. What was one of my songs that me and Mr. G Fields collaborated on like four albums ago?
So, come on, let's go.
Let's see. Shauna from Los Angeles.
Hey, Shauna, how you doing? From Los Angeles. You got an answer?
Hello.
We can hear you. Did you want to answer the trivia question?
I'm sure.
Okay, go for it. What's the song?
Dreams. Yes.
Is that right, G Fields? Did we do a song called Dreams together?
Yes, we did.
That's a loyal fan right there.
Oh, y'all be paying attention. I see. Paying attention.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Congratulations, yes. Shauna from LA. We appreciate you calling up here, winning some stuff.
What did you think of G Field Energy?
I loved it, and I love the music.
Thank you. Thank you.
Appreciate Are you here it. For the letter? Did you get to listen
yes,
to the
I
letter,
was.
Shauna?
I did.
What you think about this situation?
I hate to say it, but I think her and her husband probably need to go their own ways, and she just has to take that as a loss.
All right, Anonymous, you heard that.
Okay.
All right, Shauna, thank you.
Well, thank you for for calling up. And go to our website, www.lettersfromthepen. Click on more information, drop us your name and address, and we will get a gift card out to you because we love putting dinner on people's table for Christmas.
Now tell us what Thank station you. Give you all the goodies.
Thank you so much. Love you guys.
Thank you. We love you too.
We love you back. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Awesome. All right. Awesome. People going to eat. Yes.
Right. Somebody invite me over for dinner. You know I don't like cooking, but I will if I have to, but you know I don't like cooking.
You better get to liking cooking because we got some cooking shows coming up and I'm going to need your help.
That's what's up.
Yeah, I know. I know. I don't want to get my nails dirty. How about okay, if I sing in the kitchen while you're cooking?
Who?
You.
I ain't the help. We're going to get somebody to do that while we sit there and give directions. What you mean?
You know how to cook, G-Fields?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, well, I'm coming to your house for Christmas dinner. Tell your wife I'm coming to put an extra plate on the table.
Okay, okay. As long as y'all put us on the radio show, we good.
Oh, we can handle that.
We can do that. All right, so we're going to get into one more trivia question, and we're going to give away another gift card. So let's see who was listening to the show and who was really listening. So name one of the movies that G Fields played in. Phone lines are open.
Let's go, let's go. 1-888-627-6008.
Star, you look like you want to shout the answer out, but don't do it because I see your lips looking like you're ready to do it.
I'm not, I promise.
Okay.
I'm gonna let somebody else win this time. Let somebody else win. I would love to tell you guys, if you guys know anybody suffering from domestic violence, please reach out to the National Domestic Violence Helpline at 1-800-799-SAFE. That's 1-800-799-7233. There is help available.
So while we're waiting for some callers for that trivia question, we're going to shout out some of our sponsors, Amore Dior Designs for all of your heat press needs, Photography Got Next. Let him shoot your next wedding, or he can shoot you, Star, since you know you're over there cheesing. Like you're
I'm trying to help advertise his stuff.
LHS Home Care. They provide personal care for your loved ones. And a new sponsor that hopped on board, GoPro.
All right, GoPro.
All right. So we have a caller.
Caller, what's your name and where you calling from?
It's from Connecticut.
What's okay. your name, baby?
Maritza from Connecticut.
Marissa or Melissa?
Maritza with a B.
Oh, Marissa. Okay, Marissa. So do you know the name of one of the movies that G-Fields played in?
All Eyes on Me, Turn and Power Corrupt.
Somebody was listening.
Yay! Marissa, somebody was listening. Ow. Good job.
Great research.
And I would like to thank you guys for reading my letter.
What?
I'd like to thank you letter? For reading my letter.
That was your today's letter was your letter?
Yes.
Awesome.
Wow. Amazing.
Okay. You want to talk about it, Marissa, while we got you on the phone?
I mean, what is it that you really like to know?
Honestly, well, I would like to know the end game. What's your goal? What's your end game?
Right now, I'm trying to decide whether I don't want to lose all that money. So me not wanting to lose all that money that I already started something, I'm thinking about just finishing what I started, and then I don't know where to go from there.
Okay, wait. I have a better question. Is this... What's the situation with the other kids? Is your husband taking care of these kids? Is he still seeing these women? Have you met the kids? How old are they? Like, what? Tell me that.
Okay, so first off, one of the kids came back that it's not even old. You sit down. And the other kid, like, we went out, you know, I didn't want to be mean. I met the little kid, and it's just, I can't seem to grip or understand. Like, I can't accept. It's hard for me to accept.
I'm sure.
And that's basically like what I'm going through now.
Well, audience, you can call us up and give Varissa some advice on what she should do with this situation. Are you adamant about having another baby? Are you still going to continue with the IVF treatments?
Yes, I'm going to continue with that because it's a lot of money. But as far as staying after, I'm not too sure. You know,
okay.
Maybe I'll just turn him into my side piece. I don't know.
What? Okay.
All righty then.
Yes. Okay.
All right, Varissa. Well, thank you for calling up. We appreciate your letter. We appreciate you sending in your letter and tell us the station that's going to keep us all up in your business.
Let us send the pen, please. Everybody, if you have something going on, anything that you want to get off your chest and you don't seem to talk to anybody, send a letter in. And you can get all the advice that you need from Letters from the Pen.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, baby.
Thank you.
Thank
so
you.
Just go to our website, www.lettersfromthepen, and just drop your information in there so we can kind of touch base with you and keep up on what's going on.
Yeah, we would love to.
Yeah.
Thank you. So
thank you.
Thank you.
And good luck with the baby in vitro.
Yeah. So G Fields, it has been an amazing hour with you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's been an amazing time talking to you guys.
Thank you. And we're so glad that you're here. So one more time for the listeners, give them your social media handles and where they can find you at, where they can get your music at, and where they can get your stuff from Sexy Grandpa Shop.
Well, everything on the website right now is GregoryGFieldsMusic.com, and everything on social media is Gregory Fields Jr. or at Gregory Fields Jr. Everything is underneath my name, my government name.
All right. So well, we thank you so much for being here. I'm super excited to have you here. Thank you for taking the time out to come and grace us with your presence. I think you're really amazing and can inspire some of these young cats out here. So I appreciate that.
That's part of me giving back, and that's part of the whole process of me still being able to do this, is being able to do this, to reach and to leave seeds here and to plant seeds here so that they grow. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. And we hope to have you back soon. Thank you, everyone,
okay, appreciate
for joining
us. You guys take care. And y'all out there.
Letters from the pen. Y'all go get wet and check out Boomerang from Nikia. See you guys next week.
Soul practice on the way.
Shady, you don't have to lie. should have tried to make me stay. True love, you know it has its games. Comes back around like a boomerang. Anytime you wanna be. Damn, pick up the phone. Where you at? You can come and get it, babe. You know I'm waiting for you. Come through. Damn, you know I give it to you. Let me write it all night. Yeah, you know I like that. I know I was the one that walked away. You should have tried to make me stay. True love, you know it has its games. It comes back around like a boomerang. I know I was the one that walked away. You should have tried to make me stay.